Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, a mini podcast for wedding photographers. I'm taking some of the wedding industry's top pros out for coffee so you don't have to. I'm your host, Kelsey of Kelsey Reagan Photography. So many wedding photographers are looking to break into the next tier of the market or have their eyes on working with the industry's top pros, but they don't know where to start. The advice of networking by inviting people on coffee dates is outdated and not realistic for most busy wedding vendors. So I'm taking fellow wedding industry experts out for virtual coffee dates, and you get to eavesdrop on our whole conversation. These pros are dropping some gems of advice for wedding photographers on how to become a photographer fellow wedding vendors love to work with and how to become someone they refer over and over again. Let's dive in. Okay, welcome. We have Ashley Tangerini of Maven House Events. Ashley is a wedding planner based in the North Shore in Massachusetts, and we have had the pleasure of working together. Ashley is amazing. Yes. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. This is so fun.
Yeah, it's really so valuable just to hear the perspective of planners, and certainly you have worked with a lot. And I just would love for you to take a moment to introduce yourself and both you as a wedding planner, but also Maven House Events at large.
Sure. So I'm born and raised in Ipswich, Mass. So most of my focus in my wedding planning is right here on the North Shore in Massachusetts, so north of Boston. But the cool thing about Maven House as a whole is we have a whole team of planners kind of all over. We have planners, we have someone based in Maine, a couple people down in Rhode Island. We actually have someone down in South Carolina now, someone down in Boston. So no matter kind of where you are, we have someone that can help plan your event based on your specific needs, your personal style. So even though sometimes, you know, somebody might be getting married on the North Shore, there might be a better planner that is a better fit for that person, or vice versa. If there's somebody down on the Cape that makes sense for me to go down there, we're willing to travel, and we kind of pair our clients with the best planner for each specific person, which is really cool.
Wow. Amazing. About how many weddings do you know Maven House does a year?
I think each planner tries to stick in that like 6 to 10 kind of number per season, depending on the, you know, how big each wedding is. Like, we might be able to take on a few more, or if we already have several big projects kind of planned out, then we kind of might cap our year with a few less.
Yeah.
But again, because there are so many people on the team, just because I might not be free that day, we probably have somebody else that can and does have the bandwidth to take on that event for you.
Great.
Yeah.
So, okay, I would love to dive right in and ask, what is one piece of advice that you can offer to wedding photographers that would benefit both you as a planner and the wedding photographer? We'll also throw in the clients and the clients on a wedding day or throughout the wedding process.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think when there's a planner involved with a wedding, a lot of things are getting done for the client in terms of like timeline and putting the whole day together for them. I think it's maybe a little bit different, like if the client is just like they've, you know, secured a wedding venue and they have a photographer. It can be a little bit more piecemealed together, and those early on conversations might not be happening the same way. But I think either way, this is a good piece of advice for anybody planning a wedding moving forward. I think just having those kind of day of and timeline conversations early on, like, you know, 5 or 6 months before the wedding, is a smart place to start, because a lot of times I feel like clients have a very long, like, shot list in their mind that they think can get done in an hour or 45 minutes of cocktail hour. And I just think that it's better to be upfront with those clients from an early, time frame and just set their expectations properly. I'd rather have a conversation about it with the photographer and then go back to the client and say, okay, there's literally no possible way that we can do all of this during your cocktail hour. So let's thoughtfully take the time now to figure out how and when we can get all of these pictures in, as opposed to just being like scatterbrain on the wedding day and like the timeline goes out the window or something like that. So I appreciate when photographers are honest and upfront and saying, this just physically can't happen. Like, we can't go to four different like locations on the property with 25 people between the end of the ceremony and the start of the reception. Like, I would prefer you be honest about that and we rework the day than over promising and not being able to get it all done.
Yes,
I think a
absolutely.
lot of people like get scared to say no. It's not that you can't do it and someone else could. It's just like physically impossible. So I would rather be able to have that conversation with the client and the photographer 3 months out and say, okay, so now what are your top priorities? Is it really getting all these pictures done? And if it is, maybe we rethink a first look to get that stuff, some of that stuff done earlier. Or what can we cut out and do during dinner or whatever? But it's better to just have those open lines of communication beforehand because the day will just run so much more smoothly.
100%. And I think in talking with a lot of planners now, one of the themes that seems to be emerging is that planners are willing and want to give photographers the leeway that they need and give them, the time that they need and have those conversations ahead of the wedding day to make sure that between the couple and their wishes and, the photographers and the time that they need to get whatever photos done,
Totally.
there just needs to be that conversation ahead of time. Because, like you said, you don't want to, just yes your way to the wedding day and then it arrives and you're, blowing 30 minutes past, when you said you were going to be done. And I think it's important for photographers to hear that it is way better and puts you, I think, in a more respected position to be honest and just have those conversations with, like, if you're telling me this is what you want for photos, I'm telling you based on my experience and expertise that this is how long it's going to take. And so you need to find that balance between the couple and the planner in, the best of all the worlds.
And I think, whether there's a planner involved or not, like these couples have hired, they've either hired a planner to help them find a great team of vendors that they trust and have worked with before. And, what they say they believe and know is true. And even if there's not a planner involved, the couple has taken the time to pick this photographer out and they need to trust you. This is your job. You do this for a living. You've done this a million times before. And, they hired you for a reason.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I think that, a couple will respect you a lot more if they, give you all their wishes and you're like wishy-washy on how long it will take. Like, I think we can make it work versus, you just taking the stance of this is how long it will take, period. And I give photographers the advice of, look back at past weddings that you've done. You have the timestamp on all your photos. So look at how long it took you to do 30 family photos in one location. Or, and like we as wedding professionals know that whenever you're moving from point A to point B, even if it's just across a lawn, like it just takes Nobody is, you're not like hustling in your heels,
No.
your dress.
No. Yes.
It just takes time to move people from point A to point B. So
Yes.
awesome. Okay. So I would love to ask you some follow-up questions, kind of go
Sure.
through some Q&A. So you
Yeah.
certainly look at a lot of photographers' websites. I would love to know if there are certain things that you can point to that you love to see on a photographer's website, versus pet peeves that you
Yeah.
cross.
I think for, for us, we work in so many different venue settings. We have indoor weddings and ballrooms, and we have outdoor beach weddings or private home tented weddings. I think if you've worked in all of those areas before, it's great to see that variety on your website. Because it's different shooting in different locations. Like if you, I mean, and if you have only shot, outdoors at the beach or in a tent, like how does that transfer indoors with, not great lighting or whatever it might be? So if you've, I think if you've done those different types of settings before, seeing that expanse of your work is super helpful for clients because everybody's getting married in different places. So that's one thing that I love to see. I think a pet peeve is not seeing any sort of pricing at all. Like, I don't care if you're showing me like every single wedding package and exactly what that pricing is. But I think if there's something that says like pricing starting at blah, 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 especially for a client, again, if there's a client that doesn't have a planner, when they're just kind of looking through, it's like trying on a wedding dress that you can't afford. You find someone that you might love, but there's no reference to what that price point starts at. They might just be very disappointed, once they find that out. So I think having some sort of reference of pricing on there is helpful for people.
Excellent. That's something that I've sort of heard across the board as well. Because it can be really hard to tell when you're going to a photographer's website. And I know there's reasons to and to not, but
I know it is, it's you can play the devil's advocate on that. And I think, again, that is a pro of having a planner on your team. Like, we kind of have everybody's like pricing guides, and we're helping a client build their budget, and we're recommending photographers that we know are kind of like the style that they want, but also fit within their budget as well. So those are some helpful things if people do decide to have a planner on their team. But otherwise, for the people kind of vendor searching themselves, I think some sort of reference there can be helpful for people.
Absolutely. So one question I got from an Instagram follower was, what is expected for sneak peek turnaround time?
Oh,
So
yeah.
I would also actually love to turn this into a conversation about sneak peek etiquette as a whole and what you'd like to see, what are no-nos in your mind, like kind of anything and everything sneak peeks.
Okay, so I will say that your turnaround time was the fastest I think that I've ever seen. So our wedding was like a Saturday in June, right? And I'm pretty sure by like Sunday night or Monday morning, I had an email with sneaks in
That doesn't
my
always
email.
happen,
But
but
that was amazing. But I think in general, if we could see some sneaks within a week of the wedding, and it doesn't have to be hundreds, right? I think like 10 to 20 sneak peek photos sent to the client and maybe the planner first, even if it's on like a joint email, is great. I think the client is so excited to see some of those pictures, and it just like keeps the excitement up after the fact. I think, some photographers might think, maybe I should get them like 50 or 70 and it takes like weeks. I think people are more excited to see that little teaser of like, a dozen or so sooner than later. I think that that is great for people.
I think my like philosophy on sneak peeks is that I try to deliver sort of like one picture from each part of the day. So there's like one getting ready, one like beginning of the day details, one tent details, or reception. And then, some pictures of the couples and then a couple of like their family. So that way, sort of, they have like one, they can start to string together what their full gallery is going to look like. And for me, that is usually 10 to 20 pictures. I think gets them really excited.
I think on the flip side of that, like that's just my own opinion, but I think, whatever you've promised to the client, right, in your contract, whatever that is, they've agreed to that, right? So if they're fine with it being 2 weeks or 3 weeks, great. They know that's what they're expecting, that's what they're looking for. I think just sticking to that is very important too for clients because they are just like hanging on the edge of their seats, like waiting for those pictures. And sometimes they're like, banging down our door for like, where are they? Where are they? So in, above and beyond my own opinion, like I think just sticking to whatever was agreed upon initially is obviously very important as well.
It is. I think if you can catch them sort of like in this moment of hype, then like there's definitely something to be said for that. But at the bare minimum, whatever you've decided, you just need to deliver on that. Okay, so final question here. Actually, another one from an Instagram follower. What are some red photographer red flags that would keep someone off a planner's referral list? So I will expand on this in just, since you work on a team at Maven House Events, without naming, any specifics, like what are some things that go around the planner community that's like, oh my gosh, this photographer, blah, 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 blah.
So, I mean, I think one thing is, it's hard to have red flags with maybe someone you haven't worked with before, but I think like while, working with somebody, if someone isn't really respecting the timeline that they've kind of agreed to and know about and has been talked through and are kind of just like going rogue and like completely messing up the timeline that day, that's annoying for a lot of people. I was saying to someone earlier today, like, there are so many vendors involved in a wedding, right? And everybody thinks that their role is the most important part of the day, right? And to that person, it is like the photographer wants to get all the shots they want, and the caterer wants to serve hot food, and the band wants to play cool music, and the planner wants all of the things to come together correctly. But like, we all have to work together to like make it all happen. So I think big thing, just kind of going rogue against the timeline is probably a no-no for me. And then on the flip side of that, we live in New England and there was a lot of rain last year and a lot of last minute changes. And I think if somebody has a hard time adapting to those last minute changes and having trouble kind of rolling with those changes, that's tough to kind of want to work together again in the future too. I know that it's not fun to do that, but sometimes we don't have a choice and we're just trying to make the best of the situation.
Any wedding professional in New England or the Northeast, you got to be ready to roll with truly any punch.
Like last year I had a wedding and they were doing all the pictures beforehand and I forget exactly what happened, but I think maybe like her veil wasn't on or like her dress wasn't unbustled or something, and she didn't realize it till after all the pictures were done. And she was like, "Can we retake the pictures?" And the photographer was like, "Yep, let's do it all again." Like, and she just reshot them all and
Love
got
it.
it done. before the brat, you know, before the ceremony started. But, you know, those things can go one of two ways.
No, it I and you're not the first person to say this, that it's so much about the team element and how you can roll with the punches, and you know how I think in speaking with many different planners, I've grown a newfound appreciation for what an, you know, orchestrator you are. And there's just so many moving pieces, so many vendors, and everyone wants to do the best job that they possibly can,
Yes, of
you know,
course.
and then, and it's like, and that's on a perfect day where everything's going to plan. And then you throw in a monsoon or like a surprise hurricane or a, you know, like whatever it is, like a snowstorm or who knows in New England. It's then it's like, okay, how can you like just roll up your sleeves and roll with the punches and get done what needs to be done to the best of your ability, given sometimes less than ideal circumstances?
One other thing that someone was talking about recently too is, you know, I think going back to what we were saying before about just like deliverables and sneak peeks and all of that stuff, I think, you know, ideally it would be great for those pictures to be sent to the client first before the photographer is posting them on Instagram or something like that. It's like, let the client see it, let them react and say like, oh my God, this is so great, before, you know, they're seeing it for the first time, like on someone's Instagram post, being like, did I miss an email?
Totally. I know.
Where are
And
my pictures?
I'm like, I hope that my couples are unplugging to a certain extent after their
Totally.
wedding day. And so I try to give them, you know, give them that time and space to see the pictures, 'cause you don't want, you know, aunt so and so texting you and being like, I love your wedding pictures. And then it's like, you know, this like panic of like other people are seeing it before they are. So yeah, I think that's nice. Oh, well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. So many great
Thank
little nuggets
you.
and tips. If someone wanted to find you on Instagram or online, how would they do that?
I'm on Instagram. I'm Ashley underscore Maven House. You can find me there, or you can find our main Maven House Instagram too, just at Maven House Events.
Perfect. Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us and hope to see you out on the wedding trail soon.
Yes, hope to see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in on another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, where we are setting out on a mission to become wedding photographers other vendors love to refer. For bonus content from today's episode, please be sure to head to the show notes and join my email list. I'm sending out some bonus content exclusively for my subscribers, and trust me, you don't want to miss this. See you next time, friends.